Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
15 years ago, 16 years ago this week, this month, we met a guy named James Siciliano, and I don't know what we'd do without him. He's the founder and the president of the Western Management Associates, author of Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. He's taught us more about how to understand our financial management of our business than anybody, and he's our good friend Gene. Happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you, my friend.
How about that?
It's good to be still moving around.
Yeah, we're glad you're here, and we appreciate you. Appreciate you giving us all these years, all the 16 years. Hey, Gene, we're talking about how to help your people understand the the financial management of your business, how to parcel out to them the information that they need to make them smarter, to make them help you manage the business on a gross profit level, right? Wouldn't that be a good way to think about it? I want you to help me manage the gross profit of this company. You let me worry about the net profit. I want you to help me deal with the gross profit. What do you think about that approach?
Well, it's a great approach because it gets you to that midpoint in your income statement where you know if you don't have a number here that is pretty good, everything else you spend for the rest of the business is going to be trouble.
Right. Well, they're not going to make decisions about interest, borrowing money and having interest. They're not going to make decisions about payroll necessarily. Probably most of them won't. Some of them might. And they're not going to make a decision about whether to have expenses for equipment or whatever. But they are making decisions about how much they charge customers sometimes, or how much.
Well, I'm going to go back and
go ahead.
I'm going to broaden that a bit because it depends on their job.
Right.
I had a recent program that I did for a company, a small company, and in that room was the marketing VP, and they were a manufacturer, so there was a quality control guy there,
mm-hmm.
and there was a manufacturing manager there, and each of them had a different role in managing their segment of the company to produce a profit.
Mm.
So the salesperson was interested in knowing what kind of margins they should add on to price quotes that they make to enable the company to make a profit. The QA manager wanted to understand how he could be using his understanding of the company's finances to make the quality of the product better at lesser cost. The manufacturing guy was in fact scheduling, understanding the cost of the labor that he uses to make the product, some of it full-time, some of it part-time. Each person can gain something different from financial learning to make their role in the company better.
And well, for example,
margin and maybe others it's not.
You make a good point. For example, I like to tell the story of when I had a prospect for a big, like I was also in the furniture business department at Sears back in the day, and if I had an opportunity to sell a $500 piece of furniture that was not in my inventory but may have been in one of our regional warehouses. Back in those days, a long distance call would cost you money, right? It might cost you a buck and a half to make a long distance call. Well, if I asked my merchandise manager, he thought of that as a $500 sale. If I asked the assistant manager, he thought of it as a dollar and a half expense. So everybody comes at it a little bit different, right? And you want those kinds of checks and balances, don't you?
Absolutely, but that means you tailor your training opportunities for them, and that's where I come from because I provide that kind of training. You tailor your training opportunities to the job that person does in the company and how they can learn what they do impacts that bottom line of the company.
Right.
So the education has to be very tailored. Years ago, I used to do a lot of professional speaking at conferences and conventions, whether it be 300, 500, 800 people in the room trying to learn about finance.
Hmm.
And two-thirds of them, the eyes were just glazing over because they were there because their boss said they got to be there. They weren't really enthusiastic or excited about it. All right, I got to be here. Today, I do this for a company's management team that might be 5 or 10 people in the room. And it's very intimate, and it's very tailored, and it's very focused on them. And, boy, they all get excited about it because they can see the relevance. And relevance is the key word.
Well, and it also, it does, is so many other things it does for you, the CEO of the company, folks, is it makes them, it engages them more in the business. It causes them to ask you better questions. It causes them to maybe not ask a question that they can now solve themselves. They now understand themselves. It causes them to realize when they need to step up their game, and it lets them know when they can make some adjustments to get some business, and they see the impact of their behavior on the strength of, and the future of the company. Those are all good things, aren't they?
It really is, and your last point was really relevant. They see the impact of it. You want to have a feedback system that tells them, you know, you did this, you made this decision to do this particular thing differently, and here's the impact it made on the company. You really contributed meaningfully. Boy, now you got that person excited, and they want to look for 5 more opportunities to do it the same way. So their boss comes back to them and says, boy, you did a good look at what the impact that you created
right
on the success of this company.
That's exactly
powerful
right.
Powerful stuff.
Gene, I need your website, please.
Website is cfoforrent.com.
All right. And the book,
make finance, it F-O-R or make it the number 4, either way.
Finance for Non-Financial Managers, second edition now out. That's a really important book. I encourage you. That would be a great book for them to give all their people, wouldn't it, Gene?
It absolutely would.
Yeah, it'd be
would.
A good way to get to, and you can go over it and have your own classes with this book, Finance for the Non-Financial Manager by Gene Siciliano. Gene and I will be right back. 10 till. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.